This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The oil cartel OPEC has been working to cut production, part of an effort to boost oil prices. And while prices are up over the last week, they're down around 10% since the beginning of this year. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports that some of the reasons for that can be found here in the U.S.
OPEC hasn't been able to exert more control over oil prices, partly because of competition from the U.S., says Mark Finley, fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute.
The United States, on the back of the shale revolution, has become the biggest producer of oil in the world.
Number one, bigger even than Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of OPEC. And this year,
U.S. production has been surprisingly strong.
Up more than 9% through April compared to a year earlier, and on pace to set an annual record. And after Russia invaded Ukraine, the Biden administration released record volumes from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So there's just a lot more oil out in the world right now, says Ewan Craik, president of petroleum markets at the consultancy Argus Media.
You've got 450 thereabouts million barrels of oil that's been added to the global supply chain, which is quite a lot, actually.
And that's helped blunt the impact of OPEC's moves. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.